Well, let me first say, credit to the players because, they didn't play well today. We know that. It was probably one of our worst games in terms of a batch of games since the new year. But I think the steeliness in the side and the belief to keep going is important to us at this stage of the season, because wins are wins and we've got to get them. And maybe, the pressure of being at home, knowing that we've got a batch of five, and this is where we're going to have to start winning games. So the first win that we get under our belts has got to be this first batch of five, and I'm delighted that we got it, however which way we did. Wasn't pleasant. We've played better, but I'm delighted for a couple of people, and particularly Soji, who missed probably four chances on Saturday and took his two that he had. And they were just deliveries into the box, and if you get them into the areas, in the right areas, it'll get you a goal. So I'm delighted for him, and hopefully that will kick him on to get some more goals for us. And I'm, like I said, the work ethic and the players' belief and keep going, was a credit to them. But we know that we weren't as good as we have been, and many a player weren't at their game. But you've got to sometimes scrap them out, and maybe that's payback time for the performances that we have put in and only got a draw. So maybe there's a bit of payback.
Why did you think they weren't at it necessarily?
Well, it's a difficult one to answer, that one, because, I keep saying to the players, listen, that pitch is exactly the same as when you're away from home. In fact, it's a better surface sometimes. But I think the players' mentality has been stronger and stronger. We haven't been at home for quite a while, and I don't want to keep harping on about it, but we have to keep believing that we're going to win games and make this a tough place to come. And I think the performance today showed that a steeliness about us and a gritty performance. It's not pretty, but the win's a win, and I think everybody would acknowledge, no matter how we get it tonight, let's win.
Yeah. What scene have you left in the dressing room just now?
Mayhem.
What does it mean? I asked it what it means to you. What does it mean to them? What have you got from them in the last couple of minutes?
Well, the one thing that I've got is again, the belief that they can win a game at home. And, I said, look, we haven't performed as well as we have, but the positivity is that you've dug in. And we all acknowledge sometimes if you're not having a good game, can you at least still affect the game? And the players have got to do that. And the importance of this first win is massive. This was a massive game for both clubs, a huge game. And they're not easy. And Portsmouth games, they're not easy. And each game that they go along, they'll get a win under the belts for sure. But again, a wonder goal that's actually given them a lift. When we got into the game and we got the first goal, to concede another spectacular free kick is disheartening. And I give them a lift at half time, and then it makes it more difficult because they've got something to hold on to.
How frustrating was it to give away the free kick the way you did and when you did?
I know, we keep saying about don't give silly free kicks away, because at this moment in time, spectacular goals are going in from key areas and stay on your feet. So, we've got to learn from that. But at least it didn't cost us today. We recovered from it and we moved on and got the winner. Like I said, Soji put the ball in the box and he will eventually get on the end of it. And two good headers today, two good deliveries from Callum Kennedy. So we'll take the positives and we'll play far better on Saturday. I know we will. Mm.
You mentioned Akpo, by the way. He seemed to be struggling at the end. Injury or just a fitness
issue?
No,
he's ill, actually. He's actually ill. We've had to sort of wrap him up in the last couple of days. He's not feeling too well. We bunged him with a load of tablets at half time. And we were talking about maybe bringing him off, but I just thought keep him on, because I think, if we get the ball in the box, he might just get that second one. And he always seems to, when he starts scoring a couple of goals, he follows it on. And thankfully, he stayed on the park. But he'll be absolutely, I don't know what he's going to be like in the next few days, but he's not very well.